healthcare has been defined as fundamental right. This implies that state has the responsibility of the health of its people. For example, if you consider the health of the people living in Maharashtra state, it is the state responsibility to see that minimum basic healthcare facility, which is equitable distributed, is given to all the people irrespective of caste, creed and religion. It is thus clear that healthcare implies more than the medical care. Medical care refers to service provided directly by physician and rendered as per the direction of physician. Means the healthcare facilities or the healthcare order which is followed in the hospital setup is mainly based on the instruction which is given by physician in the doctor's order, which is followed by staff nurses, which is followed by paramedics like order of orthopedic, followed by physiotherapist, order of ENT surgeon, followed by audiologist, order of ophthalmologist, followed by refractionist, etc. Healthcare embraces the multiple service provided to individual or community. So healthcare is a broader terminology which includes medical care, and either it is given at a grassroots level, that is individual level, or it is given at a community level. The healthcare is a public right and responsibility of government. So to get the proper healthcare is the fundamental right of every citizen of India, and to see that the healthcare is given to all its citizens is the responsibility of government of India. Then, what are the levels at which the healthcare is given? The healthcare is given at the primary level, secondary level and tertiary level. What is primary healthcare service? Primary healthcare service is the first level of healthcare given to the community through the means of primary health center. This is because every individual, whether he is living in any part of India, either in the city or in the village level, has the right to get the proper treatment, and it is the responsibility of the government to provide it. Healthcare is rendered at primary health center for the rural population, that is population living in villages away from city, and therefore primary health center is the first level of contact between the government healthcare infrastructure and the patient. Secondary healthcare services. The next higher level of healthcare service is secondary healthcare service. Secondary healthcare service is defined as a type of healthcare service which not only aims at giving the primary and basic treatment but also aims at giving the curative treatment. So catchword is curative treatment. Curative treatment means the treatment which is given to the needy patient either in the form of medical treatment or in the form of surgical treatment. For example, if the patient suffers from malarial fever, he is given medical treatment on the basis of lab investigation which shows the type of malaria, like Plasmodium vivax or Plasmodium falciparum, whereas curative treatment for the surgical illness like acute appendicitis will require surgical removal of inflamed appendix after lab investigation and fitness for surgery is taken. So curative treatment mainly aims at treatment which relieves the pain and suffering. The secondary level healthcare service is usually provided at the rural hospital, or it is provided at community health center, that is community block level, and that is why to give the specific treatment better than the primary healthcare service, all these community healthcare are recruited, and there is posting of physicians, surgeons, gynecologists, anesthetists to give this curative treatment, which is second level of contact between the patient, that is sick and needy patient, and healthcare facilities. The secondary healthcare service usually includes the medical and surgical units, that is medical or surgical treatment. The medical treatment of the secondary healthcare service includes general medicine treatment, like treatment of typhoid fever, treatment of malarial fever, treatment of acute diarrheal disease, treatment of pyrexia of unknown origin, then general surgery. General surgery may be minor surgery like incision and drainage or removal of the abscess, or it may be simple suturing of contused lacerated wound, or specific surgery like surgery to treat hydrocele, surgery to treat hernia, surgery to treat appendix, surgery to treat minor surgical procedures like surgical removal of inflamed lymph node, etc. Pediatric surgery is usually the specialized branch of general medicine surgery. Here the class of patients are usually infant and children below 11 years of age. This is defined as specialized treatment other than general medicine because the class of patients are different, therefore their body mass index is different, and therefore the doses, that is their drug which is given to this patient for different illness, varies, and also the doses of the drug varies, and they are usually rendered by a special class of physician, that is pediatrician. And other specialized form of treatment is gynecological and obstructive treatment. Obstructive treatment usually related to the birth of babies. It is usually given by gynecologist. It requires prenatal treatment in the form of ANC treatment, that is antenatal care, where the health of the mother and the growth of the bachchu in the mother's womb is taken care of. That is why they come at regular interval to the medical center to get their hemoglobin tested, to get their basic urine routine and microscopy done, then to get their blood pressure taken. They also receive the special vaccination, like vaccination for TTT, tetanus toxoid, vaccination for hepatitis B, etc. And at the time of delivery, they are admitted in the secondary health center, where these type of patients are treated for the delivery, either normal delivery, that is vaginal delivery, or emergency lower segment cesarean section, which is performed by specialist, that is obstetrician and gynecologist. Gynecological treatment usually non-obstetrical treatment, which may be in the form of inflamed pelvic mass, which may be in the form of abnormal menstrual bleeding, especially in the postmenopausal age group, where the menorrhagia and dysmenorrhea or dysfunctional uterine bleeding is common. So we see from this that these are specialized treatment given by the specialist in a center which is more equipped, more advanced, and more specialized as compared to primary health center. The secondary healthcare service at district level hospital is better equipped as compared to that of community health center or rural hospital. Apart from giving the basic medical and surgical treatment, the other specialized treatment may be in the form of bone and its deformity, which is treated by specialists, that is orthopedic, who have done the postgraduate diploma or degree in orthopedic. Then ear, nose and throat related problem is dealt with specialist, that is ENT. Skin and VD, that is venereal disease problem, is treated by specialist known as skin VD specialist or dermatologist in the skin clinic. Mental illness and other form of behavioral disorders are usually treated by specialist known as psychiatrist. Whereas emergency patient, like the patient of road traffic accident, patient of multiple fracture, patients of head-on collision, etc. are treated in a specialized center, that is trauma center. So we see that although this is a secondary level healthcare, it is more advanced given at a specialized region, that is district hospital, other than the rural hospital. And here, apart from the basic medical and surgical treatment, the specialized medical and surgical treatment is also rendered. Tertiary healthcare service. Tertiary healthcare service is more specialized than the secondary treatment. It is usually given at the regional health center, like Regional Institute of Ophthalmology, which deals with different problems of eye into different segment, like anterior segment, posterior segment. Anterior segment of the eye consists of pathologies related to conjunctiva, that is outermost covering, then is cornea, that is avascular coating, and it may be also related to problems of angle closure and drainage of aqueous, that is glaucoma. These are rendered by specialized specialists like cornea specialists, glaucoma specialists, or general ophthalmologist. Whereas problem of posterior segment, that is behind the lens, usually dealt with the posterior segment surgeon, like vitreoretinal surgeon, which may be medical type of illness or surgical type of illness. Medical type of illness may be treated either by giving injection into the eye, like all the type of inflammatory disease, like inflammatory uveitis, diabetic retinopathy, diabetic macular edema, etc. Whereas surgical treatment requires surgery by specialized eye specialist, that is vitreoretinal surgeon, where they make the three puncture in the eye and deal with the posterior segment abnormality like vitreous hemorrhage, then retinal detachment, etc. So a specialized center may be a specialized center for ophthalmology, then Regional Institute of Orthopedics, then Regional Institute of Psychiatric Illness, etc. Or it may be a specialized center attached to government medical college and hospitals like JJ Hospital, which is the biggest hospital in Mumbai, having very large number of beds and catering the large specialized services related to the medical science. The specialized center also deals with the specialized illness like tropical disease, such as National Institute of Tuberculosis Research is located in New Delhi. Similarly, National Institute of Communicable Disease are also located at New Delhi. Rehabilitative healthcare. Rehabilitative healthcare is defined as combine and coordinate use of medical, social, vocational measures for training to the highest functional ability, means all the care which is given to regain the loss of functional ability of a normal individual, and by giving the treatment they regain it so that they can live and they can earn like a normal individual, considering their mobility, hand movement, and in day-to-day life. And this is because of the use of medical treatment, that is known as medical rehabilitation, then making them socially acceptable in the society, that is social rehabilitation, making them able to live their livelihood, that is vocational rehabilitation. It includes all the measures aimed at reducing the impact of disability and handicap. Means the individual who are not able to perform their function because of their limited functional restriction, because of the lack of functioning of the brain, are tuned in such a way that they become like a normal person in their day-to-day life and start living their life and also start earning for their living. The different type of rehabilitation include rehabilitation which is given for the orthopedic problem, like patient who has sustained trauma to the leg, not able to walk, the leg may be shortened. Therefore, this type of patient may require support by using the artificial limb, by using the special type of boot like surgical boot, or by using special type of caliper like the walking caliper. Similarly is the cardiology related rehabilitation. If the individual has the heart problem, they will not able to live their normal life. Such type of individuals are given training so that they are not able to overcome the illness but also start learning along with the medical treatment of their illness, like patient of valvular heart disease, patient who had undergone open heart surgery, patient who is suffering from congenital heart disease like teratology of palate in the pediatric age group. Then is the neurology and neurosurgery rehabilitation. Neurology rehabilitation is usually given for the patient of stroke who may suffer from brain ischemia and brain death, because of which their gait is not proper, that is walking ability is not proper. Then such type of individuals, coordinated movement is not there. So when you give the treatment, they try to regain their functional loss and start living their normal life or near normal life. Similarly, different type of neurosurgeries are performed for the brain, like brain tumor, then infective lesions of brain like tuberculoma of the brain, then different types of brain injuries like concussion injuries associated with subarachnoid hemorrhage. This type of treatment requires surgical intervention, and by surgical intervention you remove or drain out the abnormality, and after that this type of patient may have neurological deficit who also requires treatment same as the neurological problems. Then rehabilitative treatment includes following specialization of medicines and allied sciences. Like first is the physical medicine and rehabilitation, second is the occupational therapy, third is the drug de-addiction treatment, which is the home for chronic alcoholic, and fourth is the special vocational course run in the jail prisoners, like special initiative taken by jail authorities to give the computer training to the prisoners in the Tihar jail of New Delhi, where they are given the basic training how to operate computer, how to present data, how to do the working on computer related to different language, different controls, etc. So that when they come out of the prison and try to live their livelihood with some earning, they are capable of doing so. Similarly, different drug de-addiction camp. For example, the patient who are addicted to hashish, ganja, afim, opium, etc. are given training so that they not only get rid of their bad addicted habit but also try to live the life just as a normal individual, which also applies to the chronic alcoholic. Rehabilitative health center are speech therapy is usually given to the patient who has undergone tracheostomy for resuscitative care, and because of which now their voice is different, so they are given the training so that they can talk and speak like a normal individual, especially in relation to the clarity of voice, especially in relation to the maintenance of the tone, especially in relation to the coordinated speech, etc. Then is social work. Rehabilitative health center not only give the medical treatment but also give the social service so that they become like a normal individuals and they are accepted in the society. Nobody makes fun of them. Nobody passes any bad comment on them, and they also start living like a normal person. Then is the placement service. Placement service is also very important, because if they are tuned and groomed by rehabilitation like occupational rehabilitation, vocational rehabilitation. They can be placed in the small scale industries like cottage industries such as wax making industry, match boxes making industry, carpentry, carpet industry, printing and press industry, etc. so that they have some amount of earning and try to live their normal life. Then is psychosocial rehabilitation. Psychosocial rehabilitation means rehabilitation which is given to monitor the different ill behaviors which the individual acquire because of their illness, and when you correct the individual's inherent problem, they become socially accepted in the society. So psychosocial rehabilitation usually include the rehabilitation on two aspects. First is on the patient, so that their disease or illness is rectified, and by rectifying his illness they become more and more acceptable in the society. For example, drug addict who are chronic drug addict may not take bath daily. They may not change the clothes daily. Because of the drugs like opium, they are usually constipated. Their body may impart bad odor. Therefore, nobody goes close to him. If they are given rehabilitation so that they take daily bath, clean their clothes, stop taking the addicted drug, they try to live like a normal individual, and when they are neat and clean, they will be accepted in their family, they will be accepted in the locality, and this is known as psychosocial rehabilitation. Physiological rehabilitation is to regain the functional disability which the individuals acquire because of the lack of locomotor dysfunction. Like hemiplegic patient may not be able to walk properly. Therefore, is such type of patient, if given proper walking caliper or walking stick, they may able to do some work. Similarly, the person who has undergone amputation below knee may be limping because of the unequal size of their leg. So if they are given artificial leg, if they are given artificial leg with the Jaipur foot, they become more and more confident in their life because they are able to live, walk and do their physical activity very much similar to the normal individual. And this type of rehabilitation in which the lost functional disability is overcome by proper training, guidance, is known as physiological rehabilitation. Rehabilitative healthcare includes medical rehabilitation like reconstruction of the surgery for leprosy patient. Leprosy patients usually have certain type of disability like loss of finger, skin disorder, etc. So that is why they are not socially accepted in the society. Such type of individuals, if they are given proper training, if they are given proper surgical treatment, their disability, usually cosmetic appearance, will improve, and these patients will be accepted in the society. Like they have saddle shaped nose deformity where whole nose is collapsed. This type of patient may lose their sight because of the involvement of the leprosy in the eye. This type of patient may lose their firmness of the hand because of the loss of the finger. So if the rehabilitative surgery aims at providing surgical treatment for these lost part, then they will be accepted better in the society. Similarly, treatment for cervical spondylosis include the conservative treatment as well as surgical treatment. Hearing aids is also important for the deaf patient so that they are able to perceive the sound, and this can be improved by using hearing aid which may be different type, like inside the ear, outside the ear, battery operated, etc. so that they are able to perceive the voice of the person who are nearby, coordinate and also reciprocate with the voice, and that is why by doing so they can lead a normal life or near normal life. Similarly, use of walking caliper or use of crunches or use of walking stick will help the stroke patient to walk and live normally. Similarly, surgical boots are usually given to the patient who has gone amputation of the fingers and they are not able to walk properly. So surgical boot provide the proper grip to such type of patient so that they can live and walk properly. Vocational rehabilitation. Training to these patients are given in such a way that they can live their livelihood like they are made expert by proper training in the making the curd or clay toys, that is known as terracotta art. Then the wax making like candle or different types of candle. Then is wooden handicraft like the use of showpiece or use of table lamp, or they may make certain type of mattresses for dining table, curtains, etc. Then they are also educated so that they can read and write, especially for the blind patient, and this is known as Braille system of education. Then sometimes they are given vocational training in the form of match stick making so that it is non-invasive, less time consuming and easily available job. They may be given other types of non-invasive jobs which is in demand is bookbinding. Social rehabilitation. Social rehabilitation usually means rehabilitation so that he or she regain the social status and there is restoration in the family and also the social relationship established between the patient and the family members, between the patient and the society, between the patient and the community. Government also takes care of providing 2% job by reserving 2% job for physically handicapped people in the government job. They also give them opportunity to live and earn for the livelihood. These may be partial type of handicap or it may be permanent disability like locomotor disability, hearing disability, blind, etc. Psychological rehabilitation is mainly restoration of personal dignity and confidence. So psychological rehabilitation means the rehabilitative care which is given in such a way that this type of care not only make the individual self-competent but also boost the morale of the patient, increase the confidence in the patient, and so that they are tuned and groomed to do better and better in their coming life. This may be in the form of bravery award for their bravery act, organizing essay competition to enhance their writing skill, then poster and painting competition, etc. Then level of the healthcare has got the changing concept, and one of these changing concept is comprehensive healthcare. The term comprehensive healthcare was first introduced by Bohr Committee in 1946. The pioneer of the comprehensive healthcare goes to Bohr Committee. By comprehensive healthcare, Bohr Committee means provision for the preventive, curative and promotive health service from womb to tomb to every individual residing in the defined geographical area. So it is called comprehensive because it is a broader form of treatment. It is called broader form of treatment because it not only involves the curative treatment but also involves the preventive and promotive treatment. For example, everyone knows that when we are diagnosed with the malarial fever, the treatment is the medical management of malaria. But if we use the proper preventive measures like avoiding stagnation of the water in the nearby locality, proper spray of insecticide, proper use of mosquito net, proper use of mosquito repellent cream, then chances of getting bitten by the female Anopheles mosquito will be less. So by simple preventive measures we can prevent the infection of malaria, so there will be no need for the curative treatment. Whereas promotional healthcare is usually used in certain type of disease where preventive and promotive treatment works, but along with this we want to enhance the health of the individual so that it promotes better health and reduces suffering. For example, if the patient is suffering from acute gastrointestinal disease, then the preventive measure is proper hand washing, use of sanitary latrine, use of clean and filtered water, always use the covered food. If the patient actually suffers from curative, if the patient actually suffers from acute gastrointestinal disease, the curative treatment is the treatment of acute gastrointestinal infection by means of antibiotic, and promotional treatment is to regain or restore the lost health of the individual in the form of oral rehydration, in the form of protein supplement, in the form of vitamin, etc. So it is called comprehensive because it takes care of all different type of healthcare facilities. Now, basic healthcare service. In 1965, the term basic health service was used by UNICEF, WHO in their joint health policy. So, basic healthcare is the concept given by two international agencies, UNICEF and WHO. Basic healthcare is understood to be a network to coordinate the peripheral an intermediate health unit capable of performing a selected group of functions. So preventive healthcare or basic healthcare usually means the coordinated healthcare which make use of the peripheral and intermediate health unit so that if combined together they make as a cohesive force and give the better health service to the selected group of individuals. For example, if we keep good doctors in the primary health center and if there is always doctor present in the primary health center, any emergency which comes to the PSC can be referred to the higher centers like district hospitals and rural hospitals in appropriate time. So the patient's life and the disease or morbidity can be reduced. So this is known as comprehensive healthcare or coordinated healthcare because here the basic healthcare facility is provided by the PSC and specialized healthcare is provided by the rural hospital or district health hospital. And since both of the hospital coordinate and reciprocate with their health, with the healthcare need of the individuals, the purpose of basic health service which is required by the patient is fulfilled.